You're listening to Real Estate with Kevin Turner on News Talk 4BC.
Good morning. Great to be back with you Saturday morning as we talk real estate. And a lot happening in real estate in the last week. Today in this show, we're going to catch up and talk about the number one hottest suburb in Brisbane. I'll be talking to an expert about that, and we'll look at one of the developments in that area. Also, Tim Lawless joins me later in the show. The National Housing Values mark a five-month consistent growth record, and Tim will tell us about that. Also, we're going to talk about why Brisbane is now on the shopping list of most investors around Australia. Graham Cook will join me, talk about that, and we'll also have a conversation with him about the first home buyer schemes. He says they're not really worth it. Just catching up on what is happening. As I said, Tim Lawless will join me later in the show. But spurred on the rise of national dwelling values after a long period of decline, values are now up around Australia 4.7%, finding a bit of a floor back in June. CoreLogic Head of Research, Tim Lawless, who, as I said, will join me later, says the rebound in housing values has been largely driven by Sydney and Melbourne, where values have recovered by more than 8% since bottoming out in May, a much faster pace than any of us really thought was going to happen. Based on the trajectory of growth, housing affordability is once again worsening, and the value gap between the capital cities is widening as Sydney and Melbourne values appreciate faster relative to other capital cities. Putting that in perspective, if we look at the values in Sydney compared to the values in Brisbane, looking at 2009, 10 years ago, the value gap was 17%, or in those days it was about $75,000. Fast forward 10 years, 2019, that value gap has increased to 76%. Just to go back, 17%, 10 years later, 76%. The value gap now is $412,000 between Sydney and Brisbane. If you look at Melbourne, the gap 10 years ago was $23,000. Today it's $230,000. Brisbane now the fourth highest value property market in Australia, behind, believe it or not, Canberra, where the median value is $687,000. Brisbane's $543,000. Melbourne, 774 at number two, and the most expensive high-value market in Australia. No surprise is Sydney at $956,000. Staggering figures there, thought I'd mention to you. But I want to start the show off this morning with a topic that we've been covering for the last couple of weeks, and that is to do with that disastrous decision by our state government, and that is to do with the rental reforms. I just wanted to mention that the REIQ is encouraging as many people as possible to turn up to a public meeting on December 17, where the Housing Minister has been invited to attend. He's going to be given the opportunity to defend his planned rental reforms. Joining me from the REIQ, their COO, Chief Operating Officer, Josh Callaghan. Josh, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, tell me about this this meeting. Where's it going to be held, and what's the purpose behind it, Josh?
Yeah, so we're going to hold it at St. James Parish Hall in Coorparoo. And really the purpose is to give the minister and also the general public the opportunity to hear from some of the other perspectives that probably haven't been reflected in what the rental reforms have come through on paper. And so, you know, we've had an overwhelming response from property professionals, people who are close to the industry, as well as investors and also obviously property managers and tenants for that matter. And so this is a great opportunity to get all of those people together. And as you said, we've invited the minister to come and essentially both hear from some of those perspectives, as well as, I guess, give him the opportunity to explain or clarify some of the things that are in the reforms that he's proposing.
Yeah, Josh, in reality, is he going to turn up? I mean, he has a track record of, you know, being pretty... he just doesn't do it. Like we've been inviting him to come on this show for a number of years now, and apart from the first time he was in, joined the government, that's the only time he's been in to see us. So
yeah,
you'd have to...
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's anything like, I guess... how open his door has been through this process. So our experience has been much the same. I mean, it's an interesting sort of way of releasing the reforms anyway. Obviously, it was
pretty gutless, actually.
Yeah, it was released on a Saturday. Mm. We're given 6 weeks consultation, of which goes over Christmas.
Literally after Christmas, yeah.
And he's actually on holidays for two of those weeks. So,
it's an arrogance, you know. And I noticed in the Courier Mail this morning he was rated as a minus C in terms of his effectiveness as a minister.
Right.
He's been absolutely gutless in terms of not even returning our calls. We've been trying to get to talk to him about this. Unfortunately, Josh, I think it's a fait accompli. I think this is a decision they've already made and they're just going through the lip service. But I want to support what you're doing because I think, we need to let them know what we think. How much notice they'll take is another thing.
That's right. I think the only thing, the silver lining to it is that this year or next year, that is an election year. Clearly, this is something that there's been a large cross-section of the community that's united against these reforms. And so I think, what's playing into our favour is that property's always been sensitive. You know, we saw that in the federal election.
Right. Yep.
And it's a hot topic. And so I guess, the only thing playing to our favour is the fact that with an election coming up, there may be some cards to play there.
Yeah, got to go. But just quickly give us those details again. Where's it going to be held?
So 17th of December at St James Parish Hall in Cooperoo.
Yep, good. Make sure you get along and support it. Josh, we'll be there too. All the best, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye.